Brian Winters, hello.
Hello.
Now that the tag has been transferred, the trademark has been transferred to the Inuit Art Foundation, what's next?
The most important thing for us is to integrate the artists and elders into every sort of discussion as to how the tag should be established and what we should do with it. We've already had preliminary meetings with a bunch of artists last week in Iqaluit, and just went over the challenges with establishing the tag from this point on, because as you know, primarily it was initially used for like visual arts, carvings and prints and the kind of things that most people would traditionally associate with Inuit art. But we now know and have to understand and respect that Inuit art is far larger than physical objects. We have performance to consider. All kinds of different aspects of Inuit art have to be somehow encapsulated by this trademark, which we've just gained control of.
So part of what you're looking at is sort of even enlarging what it responds to and how it can be used.
Oh, absolutely. It's I wouldn't call it a reinvention, but it does have to be a reimagination of where it came from initially. It has to be expanded. Inuit art is far larger than what it was recognized as in 1958. The question at this point is, through our consultations and a survey that we're going to be putting out very soon to artists and gallery owners specifically, is how we're going to do that, on where we draw the line and how we can incorporate what used to be just a small physical paper booklet style tag that would be attached to, you know, a piece of physical art, how we can include music and dance, et cetera, into the conversation.
Well, Brian Winters, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much. And anybody can reach out to us about this at any time. Like I said, our consultations and all of the information and questions being brought to us are how we're going to direct this all forward.